This is episode number 2645 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
A photographer slash cameraman says Megan Thee Stallion made him watch her have sex with another woman.
Oh, my. And he's complaining why?
He thinks it's a bad thing. Emilio Garcia is suing Megan, claiming this happened in the back of an SUV in Spain.
Oh, back seat.
In 2022. And afterwards, she wanted him not to tell anyone about it.
All right. Now you said he witnessed it. She didn't ask it. Did she ask him to film it or no? I would think no, because filming, then there's a record of it, right?
Well,
or was his camera accidentally running? Because mine would have been. And then I would have asked her for a bonus.
You would have kept it quiet and kept it for yourself forever and ever and ever.
I would have asked for a little bonus to keep it from going to my friends on the internets.
Well, he also says Megan fat shamed, verbally abused, even underpaid him.
Oh, now, wow. Underpaid him? So he had to witness that and he didn't get paid enough? Oh, my God. Now, Sounds like he was a staff guy.
Well, because of all this, he now says he suffers from, quote, profound emotional distress, mounting anxiety, depression, and physical distress stemming from the toxic work environment.
Does that include now he's got like a sexual problem because of it or what?
I don't know.
Because I'm thinking like, wow, the dude's probably got a problem now. You know, the whole sex thing, because now he's got to hang up.
Well, it depends. I mean, was he straight? Was he?
He's got a hang up, obviously. Or? He's got a hang up about the boss doing a woman, right?
Well,
I would have that hang up.
I don't think it's a hang up because of that.
Well, no, probably not.
I think it's a hang up because of the circumstances. She could have been doing anybody.
Well, yeah, sure.
But if he, depending on why he had to be there.
There's some duress. I would think now I'm thinking about it. You know, it sounds kind of cool in your head. You're going like, ooh, that sounds kind of cool. But then I've not been in the guy's shoes. So I don't know what it's like to go like, maybe I don't want to see this. Maybe I don't want to see this. I don't know. See her old skanky old self doing. She's not skanky, by the way. I added that in just for effect.
Yeah, so you don't know.
Megan Thee Stallion is a fine, upstanding woman.
She could have been doing anybody in the backseat. It wouldn't have mattered. He probably still would have had the same reaction.
She was just a little kink. That's all. I mean, you know. Let her
but
have
why
a
did he
kink.
Have to? Why wouldn't she let him out of the car?
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, well, no, that would be. That now wait, we've already done this with OJ.
Maybe she locked the
doors. If she locked the doors, that would be kidnapping, right? So she can't hold somebody against their will. So locking the doors, no.
Then you just unlock the door and get out.
Unless you're in the back seat of an SUV,
then you
can get out.
Front seat.
Yeah, it's the back seat. The doors won't open.
Kick the windows out. Whatever it is,
you're the kid. Open the back. Unlock the kid door. I can't get out. Safety for safety's sake.
No word on how much he's suing for. Interesting to know. His lawyer is the same guy who's representing the people suing Lizzo.
Oh, wait a minute. Now I think there's an opportunistic thing going on here. You know, if it's Lizzo's attorney. My goodness. Maybe they're advertising. Lizzo's attorney is advertising. Have you been, have you been oppressed by a rapper? Have you been meant to? No, I'm going there. Anyway. Well, okay.
Anyway.
I think he'll win. I think it will.
It's a good chance.
But you know what?
Yeah.
If that camera was accidentally going, then maybe that's her thing too. Maybe she didn't want. Maybe he did videotape it or whatever, and she's going like, no. I'm gonna. You know what? You can't. Give me your camera. She broke his camera.
I think maybe. Well, that's a good possibility. I think that she wanted him there for a reason, I think he's just having a bit of an issue with it now.
Well, there you go. We'll keep you posted.
I don't know if that's the case or not. That's my theory. So we'll see how this all pans out. We haven't talked about Kanye in a while.
Who? Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeezy.
Kim's kid's daddy.
Okay. Yeah. So last I heard, Kanye West was a pretty serious man of God for a while. you know.
Okay, sure.
He did his whole Sunday services.
Yeah.
Well, no one's talked about those in a while.
I haven't heard much about that.
So I think his holy era just might be over.
Yeah, probably.
They were at Disneyland last week.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah, or
him and what's her name?
Yeah.
And some of the kids, some of his brood?
Bianca. No, Bianca. Just them two.
Oh, just them two? But you know what? That's the cool
thing.
But
she was wearing...
Wow. Can't wait to hear this.
Well, questionable clothes anyway.
She was covered, though, because...
She was covered.
At Disneyland, if you're not covered, they'll go get you a sweatshirt out of the Emporium.
She had to have clothes on.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty big on that.
But she wore, like, she wrapped her feet in, like, almost... It looked like... They say it looked like bandages with her toes sticking out.
Wow. Okay.
So that's, what she wore as shoes.
Yeah. Gee, I'm kind of sorry I missed that. Not really.
Not really. So his rep told TMZ that he's thinking about launching, this is like a natural progression, a porn studio.
Of course he is.
He even has a name for it.
Oh, does he really?
Yeezy Porn.
Yeezy Porn.
Yeah.
There's nothing easy about Yeezy Porn. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's probably going to cost a pretty penny.
Working with a veteran in the porn business who's been a producer, a casting director, and an art director over the years.
Good for Kanye.
And he happens to be the ex-husband of Stormy Daniels.
So, wow, the plot thickens. We can't make this crap up, kids.
We just can't. When I saw this, I thought, hold on. What? Yeezy Porn could launch as early as this summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On a list of movie sequels that probably should have never happened, Zoolander 2 would definitely rank high. Ben Stiller knows it.
Yeah, and the last two Indiana Jones movies we could have done.
Don't
without
say
too.
That.
Yeah, we could have done without those. Anyway.
Don't. Do not talk about my Indiana Jones like that.
Fine.
He says he was blindsided by fans' negative reactions. He said, I thought everybody wanted this.
No.
And then it's like, wow, I must have really effed this up. Everyone didn't go to it.
All right.
And it's gotten these horrible reviews.
All right. Now, just wait just a second. I never got the original one. This, like, blue steel. Is that the look?
No.
And then Owen Wilson. You know, I mean, it's like Owen Wilson's supposed to be this, god of male whatever, model ship.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just... And then to make a second one, I didn't even bother. There was a second one? No, I'm kidding. I know there's a second one.
I didn't see all the second one. I thought the first one was hilarious, but...
I guess you got to have... Be in the right frame of mind. I don't know.
He said what scared me the most on that one was I'm losing what I think is funny. The questioning yourself, it definitely affected me for a long time. He was scarred.
Was he ever able to, lead a movie where... I guess Night at the Museum was after that. I don't remember.
Meet the Fockers? Fockers?
I guess he's the lead in those. Yeah, the Focker movies. I don't know. You know who's not in Meeting the Fockers is Halle Berry. And why is that? Robert De Niro's in one of them. Come on.
Yeah,
Barbara Streisand's in one of them. Anyway, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And?
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.